It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Glad to be back with you on the radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube. Boy, I really miss the YouTube folks. I'm sure they missed us as well.
Oh, 100%.
Me especially.
Yeah.
So while we were gone last week, the radio station did quarter century week, ranking the top five players on every team, and then the top five athletes in Philadelphia from the year 2000 until now. They put together one list, Ike, that was staff votes and listener votes.
Yeah.
Here are the top five athletes in Philadelphia, according to this poll, from the year 2000 to 2025.
Is this all athletes?
All athletes.
Oh, okay.
Jalen Hurts at number five.
Okay.
Lane Johnson at number four.
Okay.
Jason Kelce at number three.
Eagle heavy, I see it.
Yeah. Allen Iverson at number two.
Bubba Chuck.
Brian Dawkins at number one.
B-Dawk.
So, a couple of things that are obvious here.
It's four Eagles.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah.
Surprised Nick Foles didn't make the list.
Yeah. Shocked.
There is no Philly from the 08 team on the list.
That's a crime.
Yeah, dead franchise.
Now I could imagine that they took votes from each other.
Yeah. Oh, you mean I canceled each other
out?
Yes. Yeah.
But they were good enough. I mean, that if the Eagles' run that they're on ended right now, it is very similar to that run in that they were in two World Series, 1-1. Mm-hmm. This Eagles' run, two Super Bowls, 1-1. Mm-hmm. Jason Kelce was only in one of those Super Bowls. Lane was in both.
Mm-hmm.
That I think is crazy. That Utley or Rollins or how I would have taken any of them in there. I would have picked Utley, but whatever. Whatever. The other thing.
Yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we put Jalen in there because he won the Super Bowl, right? I mean, basically, he's been a good quarterback. He's won the Super Bowl. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm getting there.
All right.
Let me get there.
You phrased that as if he's only there because he won the Super Bowl.
Well, it's one of the reasons.
I knew that's what you were saying.
All right. But that's actually not my point.
Okay.
So we go, and Jalen won the Super Bowl. Lane won two Super Bowls. Jason Kelce won the Super Bowl. We're a town of winners. We value winning. Win, 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 win.
Two losers at the top.
Yeah. At what point, and I mean this with the utmost respect, to B-Dawk and Allen Iverson.
Uh-oh.
But if we are in Winnerville, where Bryce is dropping down the line because he hasn't won anything, I get told Zach Wheeler isn't high enough because he didn't win it. He has not won a World Series. I get it. Fine. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Joel Embiid didn't win a title. I get it. Fine. Whatever. Mm-hmm. At what point, there is this muscle memory with B-Dawk and Iverson where we all just sort of automatically go, B-Dawk number one, Iverson number two, or Iverson number one, B-Dawk number two. And B-Dawk, God bless him.
And that's right, by the way.
Well, it's fine.
Yeah.
God bless him, did not win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Allen Iverson, God bless him, did not win an NBA Finals.
Yeah.
And I think we're just going to have to start having, but Chase Utley won a World Series,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Rollins won a World Series,
mm-hmm.
Ryan Howard won, all by being, by the way, Jimmy Rollins won an MVP and mm-hmm. a World Series, mm-hmm. Ryan Howard won an MVP and a World Series.
Cole Hamels won a World Series MVP.
And an LCS MVP as well.
Yeah.
If we are the town now that values winning, and the only thing that matters is winning, and winning, 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 winning at the highest level, blah, 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 at some point we might have to reevaluate where those guys sit on this list and not just automatically have them top two without thinking about anything else.
No, here's why I disagree with you.
Okay.
And I'm not telling you the titles aren't important. They are. This is why you're good. And I love the whole Winterville versus great player. I know where you're headed. I know where you're headed. And I'm going to walk through the door, so it don't even matter to me. I'm going to walk through the door.
That's why you're a good partner?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I'm going to walk through that door for you.
Okay.
In this case,
yes,
their level of talent exceeds those individual players that won a championship.
Hmm.
I know Brian Dawkins is arguably one of the three greatest safeties to ever play the game. He's certainly in everybody's top five list. Not during his era to ever play. I think there are only seven safeties in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
He's one of them. He's one of them. And he changed the position, he and Jim Johnson, the way he was used. So he was so great as an individual player. It transcends the whole title thing. It's like a Reggie White being here, right? Yep. Even though he didn't win, you're like, Reggie White was just too damn great. Allen Iverson the same way. Allen Iverson, to me, is the top athlete. From the time I got drafted here, and I've been here 28 years, he's the top athlete that I've seen in this city, Allen Iverson. Just persona, icon, impact on the game, the gravity he had with everything he did, a top headliner or a trendsetter. My goodness, he is still viewed that way. He's at the top. I would fight to have one of the big four from the Phillies in there.
Yes.
What, somebody has to be in there to represent that era of Phillies baseball. You want to go Hammers? You want to go Howard? You want to go J-Roll? You want to go Chase?
Whoever.
Somebody has to be there.
They won a World Series. They went to two of them. It was the second greatest Phillies era of all time.
Yes. And here's why. Here's where I would go Jalen in there because of the two Super Bowls he's been to.
Okay.
He's led the team to two Super Bowls, and he's won one, plus a Super Bowl MVP. He's only, 26 years old. I got to be honest with you. I would fight to get Bryce on there. I would. I would fight as an individual player, and him coming back here and restoring baseball. Like, Lane winning two Super Bowls, I'm not knocking Lane. He doesn't carry the weight that Bryce Harper, Allen Iverson, Brian Dawkins was our defense. The defense was built around Brian Dawkins, right? He's a player of a decade. That's Brian Dawkins. People don't even realize, I love Lane. I think Lane's only been All-Pro once or twice.
I don't know.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think it's twice.
So from that standpoint, you can almost make the case Jason Kelce deserves to be on
first team All-Pro twice.
Yeah. So you can almost make the case that Jason Kelce deserves to be on there over Lane. So I'm not saying Bryce definitely deserves to be on there. I'm saying I can make the argument for where he's at from a Philly standpoint. Like, to me, when I talk about the biggest and best athletes in this town, some people don't – everybody don't carry the same responsibility as the other athlete. To me, it says some Embiid.
Yeah, I was.
Embiid is an argument on there. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to leave him out. Yes. He's an argument to be on that list. As a great player, the face of a franchise, like, Lane didn't have to do that.
And the only argument I make with.
Who's the other Eagles that are on there?
Well, Kelsey's on there.
Kelce Lane,
didn't have to do that.
The other thing I'd say with Jalen is that, like, these other guys, they're. Brian Dawkins' career is over. Iverson's career is over. Mm-hmm. Kelce's career is over. Lane is 2 years.
Yeah.
It's almost over. Like, Utley over, J-Roll over, Ryan Howard over, mm-hmm. even Embiid at this point, maybe over. I don't know. Jalen's body of work, because I didn't even bring this up for Jalen or whatever.
Yeah.
I really brought it up because of Dawkins and Iverson.
Yeah.
But, like...
But Jalen is the one who isn't, in my opinion, the level of player those other players are.
Right.
Yes.
He's not a level player than any of the players we've just talked about.
Right. Yes.
At his position.
At his position. Yes. Compared to the others. And that's not a knock on Jalen. I don't want anybody to think that's what I'm doing. I'm just thinking about the greatness of those other guys. But I know Jalen should be in the, he should be in the conversation when you go to two Super Bowls and you win an MVP, like, and the Eagles are the top team, and like, you got to be in the conversation. Like, I got to have an Eagles quarterback. If I can't get McNabb there, I can't get Foles there. You know, you're not getting Wentz there. And the Eagles have gone to the championship more than any other team in the last 25 years, right? They've gone to three or four Super Bowls.
Three.
Four.
Three.
Well, no, we went to one, too.
Yeah.
One and then two. Three total Super Bowls.
No, they went 22, 24,
and 17.
And 17. And then 04.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about 17. Yeah.
So they've gone to the championship more than any other team. So, like, one of the quarterbacks have to be on there.
So if.
I would have gone McNabb, but you want to go Jalen? I'll go Jalen.
Yeah.
So I sent Giglio my Eagles top five.
Oh, nice.
Because I didn't know they were doing top five of just
Everybody.
I had McNabb in my top. So your top five Eagles alone would be in
just the last 25 years.
Last 25 years.
Oh, I got to start with I start with Dalk and McNabb.
Okay, so Dalk and McNabb are two.
Then I'm going to fill in
Kelsey.
Jalen. Do I go Kelsey or? Yeah, do I go Kelsey? Yeah, Kelsey over. Because somebody has to represent that era, that Lane, Fletcher, Brandon sort of era.
Do you have Brandon on it? Because he's not the level of player, but he's
those
different.
Those guys, yes. Right.
AJ?
And you're leaving out Shady and B. West.
Yeah, I know.
You're leaving out Shady and B. West.
And Jason Peters.
Yeah.
What, are you going to make it all offensive linemen?
Jeez, yeah, dude, hold on. It's been a good run. And leaving out Fletch, by the way.
Yeah, and Fletch. That's a tough one.
I should need one. Eight. The Eagles top five is really,
yeah, you
really
know
hard.
I would need eight. I would. Yeah, that's a tough one. I would go Dalk, five. Jalen,
Kelsey,
BG and Kelsey.
Yeah.
That's where I would go.
BG over Fletch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Even though Fletch was the better player.
See, now the Eagles top five is hard. The Sixers top five is hard because it's hard to find five.
It is. Agondre Miller should be in there. You can make a case for prime Andre Miller.
Yeah, I saw Elliott put Ben Simmons in that list.
Well, he's a three-time All-Star.
Yeah, nope. He doesn't get to be on the list.
Well, hold on. His resume as a Sixer ain't bad.
I don't care. His resume ends pretty badly.
No, it ended horribly, you know. But, you know.
Worst draft pick in Sixers history.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, Fultz won the year after.
Yeah, that's fine. Fultz didn't prevent them winning a championship like Ben Simmons did.
You know he's not letting this go.
No, the Ben thing is... Yeah.
He almost forced me to defend Ben right there, and I'm not doing it. I'm not doing that.
Nah. Ben can...
yes, he's out of here, yeah.
And Phillies, real quick, while we're at it. So
who you got?
So,
the Big Four.
So, Big Four from 08.
I would go Big Four from 08 and Bryce.
And Bryce.
Or Roy.
See, I think
and
I would...
Wheeler.
I think I would go...
Ooh, now you got to throw Zach in the conversation.
Yeah, I think I would go in no order. I would go Utley, Rollins, Howard, obviously, and then Wheeler, Harper.
You're going, you're such a hater.
Of who? Who
Hamels.
Am I a hater
Hamels.
Of?
Hamels.
No. I did,
yes.
He said no.
Yes.
And then he just crumbled.
Then he realized.
I'm not
like,
a Hamels hater. I appreciate 08.
I do.
He's also the third guy on the teams after that, and he cost him a championship in 09. And I love Cole.
I do.
Like, I'm not hating on Cole. I'm not.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, he's got to be on there.
Title Town, we can't even get the World Series MVP on your list.
I am a talent man. We're doing pure. When I rank lists, it's always talent. I don't care. I throw resumes out because of who won the Super Bowl last year. Like, I'm over the resumes thing. I'm strictly an eye test guy.
Okay. And your top five Flyers, Jack?
Dude, so, all right, this is a tough one. G's in there.
Yeah.
Got to put Giroux, yeah.
That's your boy, John LeClair.
Got to put LeClair in there.
You guys are changing the
We're
bases
tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
yep. Yes. I'm glad you brought it up.
Eric Desjardins? Come on, man. Chuck Monick?
You got to go Carter and Richards,
no,
right?
I don't think so. They're the Ben Simmons of the Flyers. Yeah.
Scrubs. Now, Richard could get in there. Yeah. Michael Layton?
Wow.
That's it?
I put Michkov on there.
No, Broads would.
Yeah. Yep. All right, 215-592-9494. Note to the station, don't do top 25 your week without us again.
Also, real quick, sorry, final point on that.
Yeah.
Like, I think 10 years from now, I think Embiid gets on there. I think that we're so focused on the current Embiid that I agree. I think 10 years from now, we'll look back on Joel and be like, what a player.
There is a legitimate argument for him as a top five player the last 25 years.
If Jalen wins another Super Bowl, does he go above B-Doc?
Ooh, I think he might.
Yeah.
I think he might.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think he might. Yeah. Listen, Dog's hanging on. The rest of us are already passed up, man. Yeah, dog's the only one still.
This town doesn't even know Jeremiah Trotter. He was great. Hugh Douglas, great player.
Dude, when you send out this poll, you might as well just put Dawkins already filled in. Because people just go, Dawkins.
Yeah, Dawkins is the only one to still represent for us, man. He's hanging in there.
Even Donovan. Brian Westbrook was an Eagle,
It's over, over. I told B. West that last week. It's over, bro. For us, yeah.
That was a good run.
You had a good run. You really did.
I said, at least you're B. West. You know what I mean? You still got that.
Yeah.
But as far as our era, our team, that's a wrap.
Yeah.
They've gone to three Super Bowls since then and won two. Well, you think they're going to keep romanticizing about us?
Let me ask you this, honestly.
That was after we had a couple Ike juices, too.
Yeah. I mean, you and Hugh basically did that at the Super Bowl parade.
Yeah. Really?
It was so funny. You guys were just like, are they going to remember us?
Nope.
Well, is there any... relief is the wrong word, because unfortunately your era, for as much of success as there was and for as many great players, is remembered as not like achieving, not getting a Super Bowl. Is there a little bit of almost, at least the top story isn't that we didn't win anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. I totally
agree with you.
Okay.
That's what the first Super Bowl did for us. It sort of took us off the hook.
Right.
Until... you're constantly talking about it, and then you're like, well, hold on, man. We should have been the first team.
We
should have been the first team to win the Super Bowl. This should be their third Super Bowl win.
Belichick, the cheater.
It sucks from that standpoint. Yeah, that's why it's not good to do these golf tournaments and we all get together. Put us together, and we're like, oh, man.
Yeah,
they're getting another ring next week.
I could see you putting us like, if we had as much talent on offense, you'd give us A.J. Brown. And Devontae.
Seriously, you're right.
Yeah. You just put Jalen Carter right in the middle of that defensive line.
Yeah, seriously.
Probably would have won two. Yep. All right. 215-592-9494. OG Wade, you're a WIP.
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What's up, OG?
OG.
Welcome back, man. Hey, listen, on some real stuff. I think that OG made this show so famous that y'all guys take a week off. I mean, bro, y'all should probably get 2 or 3 days off.
Oh, come on. Need to recharge, man. It takes a lot of energy talking to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying. Now, let me get to this, because you said a few things, man, that I kind of got a problem with.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right, let
now,
you
like,
handle it.
You, I'm just on 12 with you. I already know I got problems with you every damn day I wake up.
All right.
Yeah. But hey, you, my man, you said Joe Burrow is better than Jalen Hurts,
and I'm going talent wise, he is.
No. That's what I like to hear that word. Now, can you please tell all the Delaware Valley and all the listeners, give me definition of talent. What does that mean?
Well, I'll do even better. I'll just tell you the things I think he does better than Jalen. He throws with anticipation. First of all, I think he sees the entire field. He throws with great anticipation. He has the ability to put the ball in tight windows. I can watch a Joe Burrow game and have more wild throws or see more wild throws than I see when I watch the Eagles offense. So when I look at that, if you want to go back to just what's around them, like Joe Burrow.
No. Let's keep it with Joe Burrow and Jalen Hurts.
That's what I'm talking about, Joe Burrow. That's what I'm talking about, Joe Burrow.
Okay.
What's around them? They both have talented pass receivers around them, right? You would agree with that, right? Jalen and Joe Burrow.
Absolutely.
Do you think the Eagles or the Bengals get the most out of their passing game?
I think the Bengals do.
Okay. And that's because of the quarterback.
No, it's because of the quarterback, but it's because they throw the ball more.
But there's a reason why they throw the ball more.
Have fun.
Right, because they're down.
Not all the time.
No. Hold on. Slow down.
They're not always losing.
Slow down, Ike. I'm with you.
Okay.
Joe Burrow does not have the ability to be effective in the run game. So he's going to throw the ball more than Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
It's just that fact. That's a fact. Now, when we're talking about the throws, Joe Burrow throws the ball 30-plus times a game, but Joe Burrow also throws the ball 100 times out of a year behind the line of scrimmage, which is an extension of the run game, which Jalen Hurts hands it off to Saquon or runs it himself, because Jalen Hurts only threw the ball behind the line of scrimmage 49 times total this year.
Yeah.
So I want to keep us on the same point.
Yeah. Now,
the throws in tight windows and all of that, those are chance plays. Those are plays that basically a coach doesn't want his player to make those throws, because why? The ability to cause a turnover. So Jalen Hurts is passing up that chance of turning the ball over and going to the easier throw. Okay, hold on. So I'm not even joking. I'm being real serious right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, and with Jalen Hurts throwing the ball to A.J. Brown, who we all think is a top three wide receiver in the game, right?
Yep.
Have you ever, not ever, when was the last time you seen A.J. Brown have to jump or leave his feet for a pass from Jalen Hurts? This is called accuracy, putting the ball pinpoint like
this. Oh, yeah, he's accurate. Yeah, I agree with you. Okay. He's accurate, yeah.
I'm going to give you this throw. In the Jaguars game, Jalen to Smitty in the back of that end zone. I challenge everybody to give me Joe Burrow's best throw against Jalen's best throw. To me, is that one there. All I'm saying to you, Ike, is this here.
Yeah.
Joe, they both great players.
Sure.
I ain't going to take nothing away from neither one of them.
Sure.
But because Jalen has the ability to make positive plays with his legs and extend drives, that should not take away his talent. So when people say he's more talented, no, the person more talented is the one that can do more things.
Okay.
Because Joe Burrow had a last place defense, right? Yeah. Hold on. He had a last place defense.
Yes.
He did not make the playoffs because of that.
Yes.
They missed the playoffs by one game.
Yes.
And that New England game, the first game of the season, yes. Was 16-10. That's all Joe Burrow could squander is 10 points. Jalen Hurts in 23 was 10-1 with the last place defense and made it to the playoffs and finished 11-6.
Okay. I still don't get the point that you're making there.
I'm making is Joe Burrow is not better than Jalen Hurts.
Well, I disagree with that, and I can say both guys. Hold on, listen to me. I just let you go for two straight minutes. Yeah, I let you get it all out. I can tell you that and still say both guys are top five quarterbacks, but somebody has to be ranked in one slot or the other. So I'm not disrespecting Jalen Hurts and what he does at the quarterback position. He wins with what he has to do. But I'm telling you, my eyes and your eyes as well, you just don't want to believe what your eyes show you. Joe Burrow playing the quarterback position, throwing the football, does it at a higher rate than Jalen Hurts. As much as Joe Burrow had to throw the ball last year, you would think there would be more mistakes. He would have a ton of turnovers. He had a ton of bad plays, a ton of negative plays, as much as he had to throw the ball. As much as teams know that they can't run the ball, so it makes it easier for defense to defend that team when you're one-dimensional. And with him being one-dimensional as a passing offense, he still threw for almost 5,000 yards, 43 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions. Here's what's most important. A completion percentage over 70%. Completing the ball 70%+, throwing the ball at the rate he throws the ball when they know you're going to throw the ball takes a special talent, OG. It takes a special talent, and that's not what Jalen does. That's not Jalen's best attribute, throwing the ball. That's not his best attribute, and it's okay to say that.
Okay for you if that's what your eyes are saying. But what I'm saying,
that's not his best attribute.
Joe is throwing the ball because he has to throw the ball.
Yes,
he happens to be throwing the ball to some pretty good wide receivers.
Yes,
and Jalen Hurts is not throwing the ball as much as Joe Burrow is throwing the ball because he doesn't have to.
OG. The year before, he threw the ball a ton. He even threw the ball a ton the year he's MVP runner-up. They had to stop throwing the ball as much last year because the turnovers continued from 2023. So we had to dial it back some. And it's okay because that's what happened. And you can believe that's what happened because I don't have an agenda against Jalen. I don't. I'm just telling you the Eagles were smart enough to recognize this, and Jalen is a dual-threat quarterback with the ability to win in other ways. And that's what they did last year. But Joe Burrow is a better throwing quarterback. That's not even a debate, quite frankly.
It is a debate.
No, it's not. Right. No, it's not.
OG, we got to go. We got to go.
It's not a debate. It's not a debate. It's not a debate.
We got to go.
I love Jalen.
Yeah, of course. Just can't be the best at everything.
He has to be the best at everything. It just means not to be he has to be the best at everything. And it's okay to say, okay, this guy's better without disrespecting him.
Yeah, just talking about sports.
Yeah, it's
okay. All right, 215-592-9494.
Just talking about sports.
Coming up next, another thing we missed. The Eagles got their Super Bowl rings. We'll discuss that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That thing's like a trophy within itself.
Yeah, look. I mean, I saw it on Mekhi Becton's hand, and I was like,
oh, God.
That's like a paperweight. I mean, holy moly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.